Of the olden times pass through the large saloons? Did the old heroes combat there? Did sweet children play there and relate their dreams? I tell you, I was there, and you can conceive that I saw everything there that was to be seen. Had you come over there, you would not have been a man, but I became so. And besides, I learned to know my inward nature, my innate qualities, the relationship I had with poesie. At the time I was with you, I thought not of that, but always, you know it well, when the sun rose and when the sun went down, I became so strangely great. In the moonlight I was very near being more distinct than yourself. At that time I did not understand my nature. It was revealed to me in the antechamber. I became a man. I came out, matured. But you were no longer in the warm lands. As a man, I was ashamed to go as I did. I was in want of boots, of clothes, of the whole human varnish that makes a man perceptible. I took my way. I tell it to you, but you will not put it in any book. I took my way to the cake woman. I hid myself behind her. The woman didn't think how much she concealed. I went out first in the evening. I ran about the streets in the moonlight. I made myself long up the walls. It tickles the back so delightfully. I ran up and ran down, peeped into the highest windows, into the saloons and on the roofs. I peeped in where no one could peep, and I saw what no one else saw, what no one else should see. This is, in fact, a base world. I would not be a man if it were not now once accepted and regarded as something to be so. I saw the most unimaginable things with the women, with the men, with parents, and with the sweet matchless children. I saw, said the shadow, what no human being must know, but what they would all so willingly know, what is bad in their neighbour. Had I written a newspaper, it would have been read. But I wrote direct to the persons themselves, and there was consternation in all the towns where I came. They were so afraid of me, and yet they were so excessively fond of me. The professors made a professor of me. The tailors gave me new clothes. I am well furnished. The master...